All right, it's 8:22, and we are joined now by Jeff Miller. He's the chairman of the House Veterans Affairs Committee. And welcome back to WTOP, Congressman. It's good to have you with us.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Well, good. You know, there are a lot of people who are just like pulling their hair saying, when is the VA going to do something and improve this situation? The report CNN put together, which suggested as many as 40 veterans may have died for a lack of care at just one facility out in Phoenix, has led to, among other things, calls from several people, including the American Legion, for Eric Shinseki, who is the Veterans Affairs Commissioner right now, for him to step down. Do you agree with that call for him to step down?
What I'm going to do is reserve judgment until the Office of Inspector General actually releases their report, and hopefully that'll be done shortly, maybe 30, 45 days. I think it's very important that we allow the facts to get reviewed by an independent body. I have great confidence in the Office of Inspector General. We asked them to come in and start this process earlier last month. And if the facts bear out what the evidence that we have shows, most definitely I will follow what the American Legion and Concerned Veterans of America have done, and that is call for the Secretary's resignation.
The problems seem systemic in Fort Collins, Colorado. A VA facility there perhaps may have allegedly instructed workers to change records in an effort to make the veterans' wait times appear less severe. And also part of this report from CNN says that the U.S. Government Accountability Office doesn't even know, the VA doesn't even know, how many American veterans are waiting for care across the country. It just seems like everything is in disarray. What head should roll for something like that? Should this report that you're waiting for come out and say, yes, these problems are systemic?
Well, they are systemic. And unfortunately, the 330,000+ veterans at the department work every day trying to get services to the veterans who have earned benefits based on the service to the United States of America. And unfortunately, the bureaucracy has not moved in a fashion that any of us would want to see. And the secretary, who is a member of President Obama's cabinet, has absolutely been kept in the dark on many of the facts and issues that surround not only this case, but others that we've uncovered across the country.
You know, Congressman, I can't help but think of, it wasn't that long ago we were talking about the end of the year, the beginning of the new year, that there were so many problems with the bureaucracy of the new Obamacare mechanisms, especially online, that somebody was brought in to fix it and clean it up as quickly as possible. Should somebody be brought in to do the same thing with the VA?
Well, again, it's not a matter of having not enough dollars or not enough personnel or not enough equipment, because the Congress has provided President Obama everything that they have asked for the Department of Veterans Affairs. If they needed more, they need to ask for more. And here's the thing that really irks so many people is veterans do not have to stand in line at VA. VA, if they don't have the ability to get them their appointments within 14 days, they should put them out into the private sector on fee-basis care where they can get the services that they need quickly, not have to wait sometimes a year, even 2 years, in order to get that appointment. In the 21st century, we have spent over $1 billion helping the department become more electronic in their record-keeping. For them not to be able to keep track of the veterans and the appointments is just abysmal.
You're right, it is. And Congressman, we thank you for joining us this morning, and we are looking forward to getting our veterans the care that they certainly do deserve.
Americans expect nothing less.
You bet.
Yeah, the veterans deserve nothing less.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.